Now, the government is looking for €1 billion worth of savings in talks with the public sector unions. Core pay would be protected, as in the Croke Park deal. Compulsory redundancies also remain off the table, but everything else, including work practices and longer working hours, is up for discussion in a deal that would run until 2015. The Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors say this marks the end of Croke Park and social partnership. Their General Secretary, John Redmond, is here. Good morning to you, John Redmond.
Good morning.
If it's whatever this new deal is, if it involves, you know, no cuts to core pay, no compulsory redundancies, is that not a good thing for your members?
Well, the problem with that is our pay is made up of a percentage of allowances, which we feel are part of core pay because they have been there through successive conciliation and arbitration agreements that have been granted to us over many, many years. And in our view, they were set in place as allowances to prevent knock-on pay claims from other public servants.
I think it's 108 in total, isn't it? And eight of those are being scrapped for current members, more being scrapped for new entrants when and if they ever come along. But things like boot allowance and uniform maintenance allowance and all that kind of thing, that's what you're talking about here, yes?
Yes, but there aren't 108 allowances and no guard is in receipt of 108 allowances, no member of the Garda organisation. There are three allowances.
Well, those are the ones that you've up on your website. There's about 30 odd in total, isn't there?
Yes.
That actually apply, eight of which are being scrapped.
Eight are definitely being scrapped for new entrants, and Mr. Watt is attempting to scrap several more. In our view, the allowances...
This is the General Secretary of the Department.
That's right,
yeah.
Yes. And in our view, because of up to 25% of our pay is made up of allowances, we feel that this, when the Minister mentions terms like core pay, that gives us a signal that we need to be very much aware of what the Minister is going to say and is planning to do within the talks that he is proposing to hold now.
In the couple of decades of social partnership that we've had, though, why wait till now when your employer is broke to try and tackle this? Should the whole issue of allowances as part of core pay not have been tackled much earlier on if social partnership was actually as good as people on the union side say it is?
But you see, well, first of all, I suppose we're not a union. We're outside of the Irish
on the
Congress
union side.
Yes, of course. But social partnership has worked well. Allowances haven't come up, I suppose, for discussion. We sought them at the time because pay increases were definitely off the cards, even in the best of times in this country. We didn't get the pay cuts, I suppose, that we felt we could have or should have got.
Pay increases.
And therefore, we pursued through allowances and through specialised allowances in a lot of cases. Allowances were set up and are paid to members in recognition, in some cases, for what they do and the expertise they have. For instance, we have people who are highly qualified. We would have people, for instance, in change management who do a very specialised job and who are required to do.
So are you willing to talk about things like longer working hours and other work practice changes so long as allowances are off the table?
Our pay is very, very important to us. A significant part is made up of allowances. We won't see any cuts to those allowances, which mean a cut in our pay. It's not a matter of core pay or other pay. Our pay is our pay.
Okay, so you want no cuts in the 25% of your pay that's made up the allowances.
Absolutely.
Are you willing to go in and join these talks?
Oh, yes, we'll certainly listen to what the Minister has to
say.
And
if you don't like what the Minister has to say, what do you do? Are you talking about a blue flu?
Oh no, I'm afraid we don't sign up to that kind of thing. But we will certainly be making our protests if the minister attempts to cut our allowances. We will make our voices heard and be heard very loudly. It won't be through anything illegal or unlawful or through anything that's not palatable. But it certainly will be making our feelings felt by our members.
We've all heard about the story of the Garda sergeant who bought a house at the wrong time in the boom for children. They were looking for extra room. His net pay ends up being 800 a week and his outgoings over 1,000 a week. And obviously there was a lot of debate about that kind of story. And, you know, that's hugely... A lot of people would have sympathy for anyone in that situation. On the other hand, your members are well paid. They have pension packages that are worth a fortune and your employer is broke. Even banks and euros and all the rest aside, there's still a gap of, I think, 7 odd billion, is it, between government income and expenditure. What do your members propose to deliver? Because somebody's going to have to give something somewhere.
Well, we have delivered under the Croke Park Agreement. We have moved from an 8-hour day to a 10-hour day. We have changed the way we work. This is a significant move and has been lauded as such by the chairman of the implementation body and by ministers and by the government and by Garda management. This isn't to be taken lightly. We have contributed to the 1.5 billion savings under Croke Park. So I don't think it's fair for people to say that there might be room and scope for more changes and cuts to the way we carry out our work. Certainly we'll listen to what the minister has to say. We are not averse to contributing, but we didn't cause this problem. The government has made an agreement with the Troika.
Nobody caused this problem, but an awful lot of people that caused this problem are having to suffer the pain.
And that's absolutely true. And we are ordinary workers, the same as anybody else on the one hand. So the vast majority of people are earning less than 55,000 in the public sector. And it's unfair in our view that we should bear the brunt of these cuts.
John Redmond, General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. Thanks for coming in to talk to us. 27 minutes past seven.